This is Radio Nepal. I am Essence. Rest of the news, the headlines first. House of Representatives meeting postponed until Wednesday following continued obstruction. Opposition parties remain firm on their demands for Home Minister's resignation over visa scam, calling for high-level investigation commission. National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority plans to effectively implement National Action Plan for Monsoon Preparedness and Response. Diamond Jubilee of Mount Annapurna's first ascent marked. Prime Minister Oli says government is working to ensure safer mountaineering. And South Korea's opposition leader Lee Jae-myung projected to win presidential election after impeachment chaos. Now the news in detail. The meeting of the House of Representatives has been adjourned until Wednesday. Speaker Devraj Khemire's press advisor Shekhar Adhikari said the meeting scheduled for 11 a.m. today has been postponed until 1 p.m. on Wednesday after no consensus was reached to conduct the meeting. The meeting could not take place at 11 a.m. today after the opposition parties stuck to its demands for the resignation of Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak over the visa scam. Meanwhile, a meeting of the CPN Maoist Center, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party and the CPN Unified Socialist held at the Parliament building in Simadarabad today decided that the House meeting would not be allowed to take place until Home Minister Lekhak resigns over the visa issue. The opposition parties in Parliament have also continued to press for the formation of a high-level commission to investigate the visa scandal. According to the Rashtriya Swatantra Party spokesperson Manish Jha, the meeting expressed a unanimous commitment to finding a lasting solution to the visa issue. The opposition parties have also demanded the Prime Minister's response on the matter in Parliament. Members of the National Assembly have expressed serious concerns over activities aimed at undermining the Federal Democratic Republic system. Speaking during a special session of the upper house today, the lawmakers strongly objected to ongoing efforts by certain groups to reverse the existing political system. They stressed the urgent need for democratic forces to unite and protect the system against such attempts. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority has expressed its commitment to effectively implement the National Action Plan for Monsoon Preparedness and Response. Acting Chief Executive Officer of the authority, Bandhu Prasad Bastola, at today's press conference said, after learning from previous years, there will be effective work to implement the action plan for damage reduction this year. The authority estimates that about 2 million people will be affected by the monsoon this year. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has projected that most parts of the country will receive more than average rainfall in the monsoon this year. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has said that the government is active in making mountaineering safe. Addressing a program commemorating the Diamond Jubilee of the first ascent of Annapurna Peak organized by Annapurna Rural Municipality at Narchang of Annapurna Rural Municipality 4 in Myagdi District today, Prime Minister Oli stated that the government is working to reduce the risks associated with mountain climbing. The Prime Minister also claimed that the increase in the number of the climbers in Mount Everest is due to the government's preparation of skilled manpower and necessary infrastructure along the climbing routes to reduce the risks of mountaineering. He also said the government has also focused on the construction and upgrading of trails connecting the base camps of the peaks, including Mount Annapurna. Meanwhile, the stages of the members of the first mountaineering expedition to Mount Annapurna have been installed at the Annapurna Base Camp. Minister of State for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Kambahadur Garbuja, unveiled the stages installed at the Annapurna Base Camp today on the occasion of the Diamond Jubilee of Annapurna's peak climbing. The Annapurna Rural Municipality has constructed a statue of the First, Annapurna Ascent team leader Maurice Herzog and Louis Lachenel from France and Nepali climber Sonam Walung Sherpa. The Kanti Highway is to be closed for 4 days beginning tomorrow for the construction of a Bailey Bridge. The Makwanpur District Administration Office informed about the closure of the highway by issuing public notice today. The new infrastructure is to be set up over the Bagmati River at the border of the Bhimpedi Rural Municipality in Makwanpur and Bagua of Lalitpur District. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
सजिलो छ है एन्टी एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गर 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
हातमा एन्टी एप छ त सजिलो सुविधा लिन
रिचार्ज गर्न होस् या ब्यालेन्स ट्रान्सफर गर्न कल डिटेल डेटा भोइसको स्ट्याटस थाहा पाउन गिफ्ट प्याक पठाउन वा फाइबर इन्टरनेटको जानकारी पाउन सजिलो छ है एन्टी एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गर 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
प्ले स्टोर वा एप स्टोरबाट सजिलै नेपाल टेलिकमको एप डाउनलोड गर्न सकिन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The fifth edition of the Himalayan Travel Mart, an international tourism fair aimed at promoting Nepal's tourism, kicked off today in Kathmandu. The event is a joint initiative by the Nepal chapter of the Pacific Asia Travel Association, the Nepal Tourism Board, Nepal Airlines, and various national and international tourism organizations. The Travel Mart is being attended by over 700 representatives, including more than 100 international delegates from 30 countries. On the occasion, Nepal Tourism Board Chief Executive Officer Deepak Raj Joshi stated that the Mart would be instrumental in further exploring and promoting Nepal's tourism destinations internationally. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Exit polls have projected that South Korea's next president will be Lee Jae-myung. According to the BBC, millions of people voted on Tuesday in a snap election triggered by former President Yoon Suk-yeol's impeachment over his failed martial law bid. Earlier polls also put Lee Jae-myung ahead of the ruling party's Kim Moon-soo, a former member of Yoon's cabinet. The election has been shaped by the fallout from Yoon's brief but disastrous move in December, which triggered divisive protests and months of political chaos. Counting has begun after polls closed at 11 GMT. Results are expected to become clear around midnight. Israeli forces have killed at least 27 Palestinians and injured 90 more as they opened fire close to an aid distribution site in Rafah, says the Gaza-run health ministry. According to Al Jazeera, the latest killings came early on Tuesday at the Flag roundabout near an aid hub operated by the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, GHF. Gaza's authorities report that more than 100 aid seekers have been killed since the United States and Israel-backed GHF started operating in the enclave on the 27th of May with reports of violence, looting and chaos rife. The Israeli military said it had fired shots as a number of suspects deviated from the regulated routes on which a crowd was making its way to the GHF distribution complex. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Koshi province and at one or two places of Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. There are also chances of light rainfall and snowfall at one or two places of the high mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. House of Representatives meeting postponed until Wednesday following continued obstruction. Opposition parties remain firm on their demands for Home Minister's resignation over visit visa scam, calling for high-level investigation commission. National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority plans to effectively implement National Action Plan for Monsoon Preparedness and Response. Diamond Jubilee of Mount Annapurna's first ascent marked. Prime Minister Oli says government is working to ensure safer mountaineering. And South Korea's opposition leader Lee Jae-myung projected to win presidential election after impeachment chaos. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.